start feeling dirt and you need to take a bath. If you are looking for that something to pick you up after you crash. And if you're feeling nervous about your curious rash, just listen to the Flippin' Flippers, your weekend hangover podcast.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We're the Flippin' Flippers.
Your weekend hangover podcast.
I'm your host, Paul.
And I'm your host, Esteban.
And I just got myself a new sinusoid cable, and it's freaking fantastic.
And that lilac purple colorish thing.
It's so amazing. I got it right here. I'm just looking at it drooling. Man, it is so cool. Yeah, I got the Van Damme, and I got it in purple. And I basically got the Van Damme just because of the name alone. But, I mean, I read the specs on it, but I was like, that'll work. Van Damme, perfect.
Van Damme, I'm going to kick that tone's A.
Yeah. I'm going to chop down that door and do a split on that.
On that Volvo like, truck, yeah.
On that Volvo truck.
We'll do a split on everything.
But, Sinusoid, get one. They're awesome. Okay, cool. So, anyways, I was trading this guitar with this guy on Cheap Awesome Guitars group on Facebook, and that didn't work out.
Boo.
Boo. So, I conversed with this guy for like a month about it, and he's like, yeah, I definitely want it. He's like, I just had back surgery, so I can't pay for shipping right now. And I was like, okay, cool, that's fine. I'll just set it aside. I wasn't in a rush to sell the M2. Like, it was just sitting around. And I kind of like it, but I was like, meh, whatever. Like, I'm not in a rush. So he was going to trade me a Fender Modern Player Series Tele, which is like, okay, that's a fair trade. And then he's like, to sweeten the deal, he threw in a floor pod, like a Line 6 floor pod.
Right.
So that's like $90 used, $100 used, something like that. So I was like, oh, that's a sweet deal for me. So we've been talking for like a month. Everything's good. And then he was like, oh man, I can't send it. If you want to sell it or something, go ahead. That's fine. And I was like, no, man, it's fine. You want it. That's fine. And then I said to him a couple days later, like, hey, what if I just give you a prepaid label through my business and I'll just cover it that way. I'll get a discount and it's fine. Like, don't worry about the shipping. It'll probably be like $30. And he's like, yeah, that could work. And so I was like, okay, cool. So I sent him the label and he's like, dude, why is it through FedEx? I was like, well, that's who my company deals with, so that's why it's through FedEx. And he's like, I don't like dealing with FedEx. And I'm like, okay, like, what do you care? It's coming to me.
They
like,
killed my father. Prepare to die.
He's like, I listened to the Flippin' Flippers, the Flipping Off Amazon episode, part two, and I guess they, like, lost the guitar. He's like, I don't want to deal with them.
Yeah, that's funny. So, dude, tell me about this podcast you listen to.
So he's like, they never came to pick it up. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll call them. And I didn't have time because I was super busy at work. And then he's like, did you call them? Did you call them yet? And I was like, no, I didn't call them. He's like, well, they came and got it. And I was like, yeah, probably because they're scheduled to pick it up. Like, I was like, it's fine. He's like, did you mail out your guitar yet? Did you mail it out? And I was like, no, I haven't mailed it out yet. Give me a little while and I'll do it. And then so I printed the label and everything, which I still have to dispute that with them. But I printed the label and then I put the guitar out to like be shipped and they were supposed to pick it up. But for some reason, UPS overlooked it and they just like didn't pick it up. My wife was like, hey, do you want this still sitting out? And I was out of town at this point. I was like, no, just put it back in the house. And she's like, okay. I was like, I'll take care of it tomorrow. I worked like a 15 hour day. I wasn't like out of town, but I went to like Rochester and then drove to New York City. So that's like, just Rochester, New York City is like 4.5 hours.
Right.
But I also left from my house to Rochester, which was 2.5 hours. So it was a very long day for me. But anyways, so I get home and then the guy's like, I mean, on the drive home, the guy's like just lighting up my phone, like one like message after another. And just like, hey, you hadn't mailed out my guitar. Where's my guitar? 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 And I'm like, hey, listen, they didn't pick it up. I'll take it to Staples in the morning. And it'll go right out. And he's like, why would you take it to Staples? And I was like, well, because that's like UPS like approved business that does drop offs. And he's like, well, I don't know. This is getting all too fishy for me. I was like, what? I was like, was like, it's fine. Like, it's fine. I'm like, I'll mail it out in the morning. It's not a big deal. And then, like, basically he goes off and starts being a super jerk about everything. And, you know, I just basically was like, well, I think I'm going to wait to ship this out to see what he sent. And then, so I didn't ship out the guitar the next day. He's like, where's my guitar? And I was like, he's like, FedEx or UPS said they never got anything. I was like, I didn't say anything right away and I left it alone because I went to work yet again. And I said, hey, listen, some people work and I'm really sorry, but you'll get your guitar. Don't worry about it. Like, and so I can understand like his viewpoint of being like, hey, I'm getting screwed here. But I was like, no, you'll definitely, like, we've talked for a month. Like, this is your guitar. It's fine. Like, I've never had any problems on here. You can post my name on the group if you want to, whatever. So, so basically, like, he gets, like, belligerent, is calling me on the phone and screaming at me and, like, yelling at me on the phone and, like, calling me names. And, like, I was like, hey, buddy.
Listen, call me Redskin.
Like, you need, yeah. He's like, what's your sexual orientation? I'm straight. He's like, you're gay. I'm like, what? Wait, relax, buddy. Like, he was all over me. He's like, what's your heritage? I'm like, Native American. He's like, okay, Redskin. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, hold on, play.
No, so he was, like, all over me. And so I said, hey, you need to calm down. Like, you'll get your guitar, but I'm starting to wonder if you sent me something because this seems like now you're scamming me because, like, you're so concerned that I'm going to ship mine out. I wonder if you just sent me, like, a stack of bricks. And he like, goes off. And I'm talking to him on the phone at this point. And I go, listen, we created a circle of trust, and you broke it. And I don't. Oh, and the reason why I said that is because he said, my brother lives in Schenectady. I'll just have to send him to the house. And I told him, I said, listen, I'm not going to sit here and pretend I'm a tough guy, but if you come to my house, that'll be the biggest mistake you've ever made. And he was like, what? And I was like, I have no problem beating the piss out of a 54-year-old man. And like, he's like, I was like, and I hung up the phone. And then so he kept messaging me. And I messaged him back, and he eventually blocked me. So, like, at this point, now I have no contact. So, the next day, the guitar shows up. And I open it up, and it is not a Fender Vintage or Fender Modern Player. Want to guess what it is?
What is it? Squire?
Do you know? Did I tell you?
Yeah, Squire.
Oh, Chinese. I told you. Oh, I forgot. Yeah,
Chinese Squire?
Well, just Squire. I think it's Indonesia. Nope, Chinese.
So I was acting surprised.
yeah, Chinese Squire, and no floor pod. And so I tried to message him, and he didn't. I was still blocked. Huh. And so I basically had this guitar. I didn't mail my guitar out because that's not similar value. Like, let's say top value on this guitar. Let's just say an Indonesia one, maybe like $100, $125, somewhere in there. Like my guitar, I had it listed for $350. I've seen them sell for like $300 pretty regularly. So it's like, okay, well, that's not the same value. If you had the floor pod in there, I would have been like, all right, that sucks, but like whatever, I'll break even. You know what I mean? Like it's fine. Like it's, but that's not what it was. So I basically tried to contact him. He blocked me. So then I just blocked him and I was like, I'm done with this. I'll sell it on eBay. I don't even care. And then the admin from the group contacts me like the very next day because I guess he just like blew up the internet with like bashing me. Like, this guy stole a guitar, he's a douchebag, like just all this stuff. And a couple people, like, I think there must have been some hummers in there or slummers, I'm not sure which. It's hard to tell them apart. I don't know if you've ever seen them, like, in a lineup.
Just some letters.
They're very, very tough to tell apart. And so the guy basically, you know, like was like, hey, there's some shady stuff going on here, but I don't think it's on Paul Pennington's head. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, that's awesome that the guy stuck up for me. So I was talking to the admin. I explained everything. I was like, this guy acted like he was either insane or drunk or both. I don't know. And I said, here's the conversation. I said, this is what was promised to me. And this is what came. And he's like, well, he said you didn't give him like a real phone number. And I went back and I looked and I screenshotted it and I sent it to the admin. And I was like, you can call me that number right now. Like, I'll talk to you. And he's like, that's your phone number? I was like, yep. I was like, you can text me on it if you want as well. He's like, no, I don't need to do that. And then I said, I don't know why this guy said I gave him a fake number. I just think he doesn't want me to have his phone number. And so then, like, finally, like, at the end, the admin was like, yeah, after talking with this guy, it sounds like he's a crazy person. I said, you can tell him If he wants his guitar, he just has to pay for the shipping. I'll mail it back to him. I don't care. I don't want this piece of crap. And he's like, okay, right. No problem. And then like he's like, yeah, he got really belligerent with me about it. I was like, okay, sorry. So they banned him from the group, and he said he's going to send a message out to all the other groups to not like let this guy in. Cause he's a like literally a crazy person.
Oh man, I was trying to find. I was on the page trying to find.
Oh, they pulled it.
Trying to find.
No, yeah, the admins pulled it. Yeah,
I want the drama.
Yeah, so the original one was pulled, and then somebody had screenshot it. It must have been like one of his buddies, and then reposted the screenshot, and then like that's where a lot of the comments like came back was on the screenshot. But right. Yeah, it was like whatever. I don't really care. Like. If I don't ever trade another guitar in there, fine, whatever. But, like, I even had people, like, that day, because I reposted it, were like, oh, this is still up for sale? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, oh, okay. Like, nobody really cared. They were just like, yeah, I'll trade you this telly, or I'll trade you this, or I'll trade you that. And I was like, yeah, I'm not really interested in that. Like, one guy wants to trade me a custom-built, like, telly. I'm sure it's, like, a parts caster that was, like, painted, and, like, $100. And I was like, that's okay, but, like, I'll probably never sell that telly. Like, that'll be, like, impossible. So... Sorry, I have the hiccups today, so
if you guys are
thinking about it, just pray for me, okay? And
the hiccups and the pickups. Like, I ain't got the hiccups and the pickups.
Yep. These are no burp buckers over here. They're just
hiccups. No burp buckers. Got these burp buckers.
Like, that's hard to say. I can't believe I got it off the first time.
Yeah.
So anyways, at the end of the day, I guess my only tip is don't get screwed. I didn't. I feel bad that the guy got screwed, but like also, oh, and the other thing that was crazy, he like at that night before I got the guitar, he goes, you know what? I don't want to do business with you anymore. Keep the guitar. I have lots. And I go, well, that I even showed him the admin this. I said, that's not part of the deal. Like, if you send me what you said, then you'll get your guitar. Like, I'm sorry, but you're being a crazy person. And
right.
And he's like, I'm sorry if I come off hard-nosed, but I'm a hard-nosed guy. And I was like, no, like, I think you're trying to scam me, and I think I caught you in it, and now you're like, just keep the guitar. And then that's when he blocked me.
Right,
So it was just, like, crazy. Like, just nuts. So that was my week.
That's insane.
Yeah, insane. But then, like, on the same group, I bought a Mexican 1989 Mexican loaded body with like American pickups in it.
What?
And I bought it for $100, and I sold it for $200, like $185. Nice. Yeah, $185. So like, I was like, sweet, free $85, awesome. And then what else did I sell? I sold a lot of stuff today or this week. I don't remember what else I sold, but stuff.
Yeah,
just stuff. So yeah, no, and
all the stuffs.
Yeah, bought me that sinusoid cable.
Ooh wee,
dude! That I'm looking at it again. It is beautiful. My wife saw it and she goes, "That's the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen." I was like, she said it like so straight face. I was like,
"Yeah, yeah." That was super like, funny.
I was like, "Are the kids asleep?"
That's when I can't do the podcast tonight. I yeah. You gotta do the podcast next week.
Yeah,
I gotta do
like,
the podcast.
Podcast is three kids. You'll understand one day. Like, So yeah, man. So life has been like nuts. Like people are just like, that guy was insane. It kind of rattled me a little bit, but at the same time, it was. I don't want to say it was fun because it was not fun, but it was interesting. Right. You know, like it was definitely interesting.
Yeah.
And then I saw a fight at Walmart. And that was awesome. What? Yeah. Like that's awesome. Some guy accidentally hit a lady with the cart, which I don't know if it was 100% by accident. I think it was like, and none of this matters as far as the race, but this is just, I'm just painting a picture. There's a black woman just like on her phone, kind of like standing in the way. And this Middle Eastern guy tried to go by her and he just hit her elbow like with the cart. And she went off the handle and started screaming at him, which I would have gone off the handle and screamed at him. And then she was like, you know, they were just yelling obscenities at each other. And then he just hauls off and kicks her cart like super hard. And then wanted to like press charges. And so like they got the police involved. And then I think she rethought what she was doing and then tried to leave. And they were like, you can't leave. And then so they like blocked the door, security blocked the door so she couldn't leave. Because the other guy was like, I'm going to press charges, which had made no sense.
Right. Yeah.
And so they basically made them both stay there and they wouldn't let anybody leave Walmart. It was crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It was really nuts.
Yeah.
From that point on, I have no idea what else happened, but that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that was my week. How are you doing?
Good.
Okay, great. All right. Compared to that, stories.
Good.
Cool. I got more stories.
Yeah, so, oh, I have a story, too. So, like, well, school started this week, so.
Boo. You know,
that's that boo. And I just scrolled down my.
Was that by, what is it? What was his name? Gear Nerd Shop or whatever? Selling Pelotar, same guy.
So someone bought that clone.
Oh, yes.
So, like.
So they came back. This is awesome. And they're like, I hate it.
Yeah, and then, like, Sunday night, they're like, this isn't a. They, like, want a refund.
The thing that makes me angry about that is the boxes are clearly different. Like the full tone stuff, I mean, they're basically, like, bent aluminum or whatever. And then they have, like, screws on the side. They clearly look entirely different. Yeah,
that's what I said. So, like...
Yeah, and what, yeah. Like, yours looks kind of like a MXR box, where it's, like, rounded on the outsides, where this is a complete square on the outside. So, obviously, like, if, like, a quick glance, you're going to be like, oh, that's a OCD, and then you're like, oh, no, wait, that's not it. You know what I mean? But, like...
Right.
If you got it for $60 or $50 plus shipping, like, you probably should research that a little bit more, because they go for, like, $80 to $100. Like, you're not just getting a good deal. You got to, like, look into things. But
right.
I don't think you didn't do anything dishonest, though.
No. It's not like, you know, they're like, we bought it, and, you know, it was like, misrepresented, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't want to do it this again. I was like, this is the second time. I was like, and Reverb is the one that, like, reposted the ad.
Right.
And so, like, I was talking to someone from Reverb, and they're, you know, I was like, well, just this anyone? Is, like, they said.
Like, the guy works in the mailroom.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know, man. I just opened in letters.
And so, like, you know, I was like, well, this is that. I was like, this is what happened. And the lady's like, well, let me look. You know, and she's like, well, your return policy says, like, it can only be returned if it's, like, not as described. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, I described it as a clone in the item description. It's not my fault if, like, they don't read it. And she goes, I agree. You don't have to refund them. And I was like, good. I'm not going to. Good.
Yeah.
Man. And so when I messaged them back, I was like, I hit the, you know, don't, like,
yeah,
deny
no
refund request.
Yeah. Yep.
And I was like, I talked with Reverb, and they said, you know, that the return policy on this end was this, and that it's not my responsibility that you didn't fully read the description right. Have a good day. And that was it. And I felt victorious.
Yes. Yes. Y-E-S. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. Victorious.
That's good. That's that's your Transformer name, is Victorious. But you're like a girl Transformer.
Yeah. I just turned into a Vespa.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, Vespa would be good.
Yeah. It's okay, like I saw this guy driving like a super small scooter, and all I heard outside was this. I dropped Noah off at school, and I'm like, what the heck? I thought, like, because my car's old and, like, a hoopty, and I was like, what?
Right, you thought, like, yeah, the
I thought my car was, like, gonna explode.
Yeah,
but then, like, I looked to my right, and there's, like, this, like, maybe, like, 230-pound guy on the super tiny scooter thing. It was awesome. I was like, this is so good.
That's good, man. That's good. Yeah. Now there's a couple things that we have to talk about. Now, we didn't previously discuss these. So, if anyone out there has heard our other stuff talking about Vin Diesel, you need to go right now and you need to subscribe to his Instagram, because there's videos that he has put out there of him, like, singing with, like, Taylor Swift. And, like, Rihanna. What? And, like, yeah. And actually, he doesn't have, like, a bad voice. But it's, like, creepy and weird. It's a must-see. It's a must-see for sure. Huh. Vin Diesel, kind of a weird guy.
Right.
Like, were you doing coke during those Street Sharks commercials? Because I think you messed something up in your brain, buddy.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Go ahead and check them out. They're awesome. They're, like, a couple minutes long of him singing, like, the entire song.
Oh, man. So, you know how sometimes we just make fun of people for saying wrong words?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to make fun of my uncle right now. So, like, my uncle used to do, like, t-shirt design.
Okay.
And then he's like, I did this onesie for my granddaughter. He's like, it's a promotype. Instead of a prototype. He's
like, is good. Like, that's what, like, I hope, like, builders send me, is promotypes.
Yeah. He's like, it's a promotype. It's no brush. He's like, it's no brush one. What?
Promotype is good, man.
It's no brush one. It's not one. Airbrush. That's what you want to say. It's not airbrush.
It's no brush one.
It's a promotype.
It's a promotype. That's so good. I'm gonna start saying that all the time. Oh, is it some kind of like promotype? No? Oh.
Man, promotype. Name of the episode. Good. Flipping promotype. Whew, yeah, okay. Good. Talk about something. So good.
So gear? Want to talk gear?
I have something non-gear related that I want to try and flip.
Okay, what's that?
It's that I bought a giant director's binder thing for like a
Disney. Oh, the Disney thing, right?
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast Junior. Okay. Yeah, you posted that on the page. Yeah. So like, but I took like a bunch of pictures and I was gonna like put it up on Marketplace for like maybe like $125 and see if anyone's like $100. I'm like, yeah, take that, right. Suckers.
Yeah,
because that means that if I sell it for $100, then I could make $97.
Yeah, you were talking about it before. You said that you didn't see any on eBay, which is a good sign.
I couldn't find any.
Yeah, put it up on eBay too for like $125.
I'm gonna do $150. Let's do $150.
Because what'll happen sometimes? Yeah, do $150. Whatever. What happens? And then I'll do like a best offer thing. If there's none up there, somebody will kind of stumble on it and be like, oh, is it worth that? Oh,
it's rare. It's a rare Pokemon.
Yeah, $75. You know what I mean? And you'll be like, oh, okay.
I'm like, well, I really want to try and get 100. And they're like, 85. You're like, done.
No. Yeah,
plus $5 shipping.
There was... So my brother-in-law, he has a next-door neighbor, and he was selling a ton of stuff at a garage sale. And... You know, they were just talking because none of the stuff was selling. He's like, you can have whatever you want on the table for your girls, whatever. Which he only has one girl, but okay.
Right.
You know, just because he's like a crazy next door neighbor. And so there are all these like Madeline dolls from like the Madeline show. You know, Madeline.
Oh, yeah.
Madeline. Sorry, not Madeline. That's the lady at church. That's different. So anyway, so they're new in box and they all have like, you know.
What?
They had KB's Toys stickers on them, so it's been a while. Like they're
probably KB Toys. That's crazy.
They're probably like at least 5 or 10 years old, you know. And so they're all new in box.
Older than that,
maybe, I don't know. But they had KB Toys stickers. I know the one in Syracuse was open for quite a while. And so anyway, so my brother-in-law's he's okay with like internet stuff. He's just a busy guy, and so he's like, I don't want to deal with shipping. I don't want to deal with this. He's like, take all these and sell them. And then you keep 25%. I don't want to do anything. And I said, deal. And so after I looked them up, the dolls, like, they're like $50, $80, $100. And then, like, one of them I listed for $225 because there wasn't a single one of them up. And somebody, like, hit me up, like, right away, like, maybe 10 minutes after I listed it. And they're like, $125. And I was like, nah, I got to get $170 at least. And they're like, done.
That's was, like, crazy.
Because there was none of them up. So it was like, it was crazy. So I was like, cool. Huh. So sometimes like, if there's none of them, it means that either somebody's going to want it or at least they might give you a crazy offer, you know?
Right. Yeah. That's crazy. Huh?
So that was cool.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. And plus free money. Like I'm not doing anything. I basically that's just packing them up and selling them or shipping
that's
them.
That's right, baby. Yeah.
I mean, I had to do the work, but like, whatever. I don't care.
Well, you know.
He could have asked me. I'm like, hopefully he's not listening, but he could have asked me. I would have said, yeah, I'll help you out. I would have just did it. You know what I mean?
Hopefully he's not listening. Please don't listen to the podcast this week.
Bryce,
please.
If you're listening, turn off the podcast now.
Please 3 minutes ago.
Side B.
Yeah. Boop. Turn the page.
No, he was cool about it. He was like, if you do it, he's like, I'll just give you 25%. Like, he was like, I was like, okay, cool. Like, because he wanted it to be like enticing for me, you know, to help him out.
Oh, man, would it be amazing? If
yes,
I know. If we could create the podcast to be and like one of those podcasts. choose your adventure.
I've thought of podcasts. That. I have thought of that, and
that'd be so crazy.
I've thought about that, and I was like, "How do you do it?" Like, But it would have to be like separate podcasts. Like it had to be like you release like 1A and then like they choose their path and then they pick like A, B, or C, you know, and then like they would listen to C and then they would pick. But it would be awesome. I don't know how that works, but.
And then they always fall in the pit and die, no matter what happens.
No matter what. Yep. You never save the princess. You never win nothing. Nope. It's just like real life. You always suck out in the end.
Yep.
So, all right. So a couple other flips. Oh man, I cannot speak the English today. I don't know what it is.
Then just speak like Apu.
Yeah. Either one. So those TC Electronic wiretaps.
Oh yeah.
I've been killing it. I sold one for $60. I sold one for $46 plus shipping. I sold one for $50 plus shipping. I sold one for $51. Like I'm all over the map. Like I'm definitely every single one of them I've made more than $20 on them.
Oh, so that's amazing. Like, you should just sell mine.
I can put it up. Like if you want me to put it up, I will, and then I'll just, you know what I mean? Like I'll just send you the profit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because you haven't shipped it yet, I already paid you for shipping.
And that's what you want. That's what you want. Yeah. No, I mean.
Yeah, that's what I wanted it for. Why did I even think about that?
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, fine. We'll do that.
I'm going to ship this to you and have you pay for shipping. Then you're going to sell it online.
You kind of said you wanted it at first. So you're like,
but I was like, well, I don't really need it. It looked cool. Yeah.
But yeah, whatever. So yeah, I'll put it up. I mean, yeah, that's fine. I only have two left, which is crazy. Because I bought seven of them, eight with yours. So I'll.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to need like 25% of that.
Go to side B. Turn the page. Choose your own adventure podcast. Dude, that'd be so amazing.
What? We could do that, just not on this podcast. So let's talk about other things.
That's right. Yeah. And we should do like a choose your own adventure with like the Gear Slum and.
Oh, it'd be so good. It'd be so good because they, like you choose your own adventure and then like you fight about burritos. And then like, you don't choose that, so then you end up on the Tone Mob, and you're like, you know, describing your favorite pizza. You know, yeah. It'd be pretty awesome. That's a good idea. I don't know how that would work, but we got to work that out.
Done.
Just another idea that somebody stole from me. I was like telling Melissa I created Uber. Like in my brain, I did, but it was
it's just another thing. Promo type.
Just another promo type. Speaking of Uber, I joined Uber like a year ago. I would say a year ago comfortably. It was before we had kids, so maybe even over a year. Well, the twins are... Yeah, it was well before that, so maybe almost 2 years ago. But it wasn't in the area when I signed up. So I couldn't like be a driver. But I was thinking... So at the time, they were like... I thought maybe, I could do it in Syracuse when I'm out that way. Or I could do it in like Rochester. And then like, I'm out in Rochester and I don't have to do anything right now. So I'll just do it and make lunch money. You know what I mean? That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't let you do it because it went by like the zip code. So you could say you were in an area, but they wanted you in an area that could do Uber. So like if you didn't live near it, it doesn't make any sense. The closest one at the time was Kingston, which is like 3 hours away. So that wasn't going to work. So anyways, my brother-in-law started doing it. He's not making great money, but he's making sweet extra money for not working very much. And so I was like, oh, man, maybe I can make some gear money. You know? So, well, I got to pay off that Rayburn. You know what I mean?
That Rayburn, baby.
Yeah, dude, I'm excited about that. I cannot sleep at night. I cannot. I can't figure out what pickups I want. I can't figure out the color I want. I'm just so excited. But I can't quite. That's like the most stress in my life is I can't figure out what color and pickups I want in the Rayburn.
The Rayburn.
But it is beautiful. I was looking at some of the stuff online. I was just drooling. I was like, I cannot wait. And I was trying to get
someone
someone
on like a Gear Talk Praise Worship was like, if you had $2,400, what would you buy? And the Cold Duke's like, Rayburn.
Yeah, totally. And you'd save yourself some money. Because they're not quite $2,400. So, yeah, I mean, I even looked, like, online. I went to, like, other boutique, like, guitar builders and just, like, looking at, like their custom stuff or their stuff online just to kind of get ideas of, like, you know, colorways or, like, things I might like. And, like, everything, I'm like, this is either it's a Strat copy or it's, like, a Telecopy or it's, like, goofy. Like, it looks, there was some like, goofy.
Like, from the Goofy movie? So it's like, no, Goofy?
Yeah, like, yeah, no, like, literally, like, that would be the guitar that, like, Max would play from the Goofy movie. Or, like, PJ would play in, like, their band. Like, it just looks like a cartoon guitar. Like, they look crazy. Now, there's a couple of them that are like, oh, this plays homage to, like, you know, like, a Les Paul special, and that looks okay. Like, obviously, like, Fano. Fano's one that I like. Like, they have, like, some models that, like, pay homage to stuff. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. Like, it's not a direct copy. Plus, they nail their headstocks, which Kevin Equitz nails his headstock. There was so many of them. I'm like, oh, that looks really cool. And I'd scroll to the top, and I'm like, oh! Like, that's ugly. I was like, oh, I just look into the sun. Was that an eclipse? I'm blind.
Yeah, I'm blind.
I got eclipse blindness.
Must have been those promo-type eclipse glasses.
Promo-types. So, yeah, I got to figure out, like, what color I want. And I mean, I got some time. And also the pickup arrangement. But yeah, man. Oof. But the good news is I just got a new guitar because I got this Tele sitting over here with a big old.
That's right. Yeah.
And then I also have my M2 still.
That's right, baby.
I'll probably just keep the M2 at this point unless somebody gives me like a stupid offer. Right. So because like I played it out of despite, I played it at church this week and I was like, oh, this actually sounds like really good.
Right. Yeah.
So this is also funny. My wife's uncle came to church this week. He used to be a pastor. And now he lives, like in Maryland. So we don't see him all the time. But he used to be a pastor out there. And now he owns. This is a plug. They're sponsoring the show, Furnace Hills Coffee Company, which is really cool. Check it out. Honestly,
it's what is it called?
Furnace Hills Coffee Company. Furnace Hills Coffee Roasting Company. I think that's the official name. If you type Furnace Hills Coffee, it comes right up. But his daughter has Down syndrome, and so they basically started something that she could do with, like, her one-on-one or with, like, you know, her mom or, like, whatever. Because she used to work at Pizza Hut, and she did a great job, but then Pizza Hut closed. So then she was, like, getting in trouble because she didn't have anything to do. So anyways, they do this, and now they have, like, I think they have 3 or 4 special needs people that work there. And it's pretty cool.
I'm posting the link now.
Cool. Yeah, check it out. It's awesome. They're not actually sponsoring the show, but they're awesome. And it's not just because my uncle owns it. It's actually a cool story. So anyways, and they're in like Whole Foods and a couple other like grocery stores. So they're like actually making money doing it, unlike this podcast. And then
hey, Equus bought a shirt.
He did. I know he did, and it looks good on him. I'm jealous. I need to lose a few more pounds, then I'll buy one. So I'm in this. You get me off track.
Sorry.
I'm in this weird shirt size. Like, I'm not a large, and I'm not an extra large. Right. So, like, because I lost.
You're large and a half.
I'm a large and a half. Yeah, that's definitely. Like, I'm large 0.5. And so I can't, like, nothing fits great, you know? And so I need to lose, like, another 10, 15 pounds, and I'll be perfect. Right. So, but I did, dude, I'm down to 216. That's fantastic.
Nice.
So, I need 15 pounds, 16 pounds. I need 16 pounds, and I can get, no.
16.1 pounds.
No, I need 26 pounds, and then I can get my 60 pounds down shirt.
Oh, baby.
But that's not going to happen. I don't think I'll ever, I don't know if I'll break the 200 mark, because I am 6 foot tall, and I'm pretty muscular, so, ladies.
Oh, that's super funny.
Yeah, I figured you'd like that. So anyways, I don't know if I haven't been under 200 pounds in a very long time.
Yeah.
But I'm losing the stomach weight and I'm losing my face weight. So
nice. That's awesome.
Face weight's a funny phrase.
Yeah, face weight.
It is. So back to what I was saying about Furnace Sales. Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome company. Check it out. So anyways, he walks in today with my 93-year-old grandmother helping her, like, in. That's his mom. And he goes, Paul, I didn't know you played guitar. And I was like, what? I was like, I've known you, like, 15-plus years. And he's like, yeah, I know. And he's like, I didn't know you played guitar. I'm like, well, maybe it's because I'm not good and I'm embarrassed about it. And he's like, oh, okay. and then he just, like, walked away into the sunset. That was it. But, like, later on he was talking about it. And then he's like, oh, he's like, did you play any riffs up there? And I was like, yeah, I played some riffs. And then, like, his wife, who obviously has more knowledge of music, goes, David, he played lead the whole time. He was great. I was like, I was like, oh, okay. Like, I didn't want to be rude. Like, he's like, oh, I don't know. I thought it was, like, called, like, riffage or something. I don't know.
Riffage, yeah.
I was like, okay.
Remember that story you told me about that guy that's like, why do all guitar players play this song?
Oh, it's about, no. We'll back up the truck. So. Right,
back it up.
We're at a show, and the band is, like, warming up, and they're, like, not locals, but, like, it's me and my wife and, like, some friends. And my wife hears the guy tuning his guitar.
Oh, okay.
And then she goes, why does every guitarist play that same song? And I was like, what? And she goes, yeah, like, you do it, and, like, I've heard other people do it. And I was like, what do you, the tuning? And luckily we weren't married then. Because
we would not have been married.
We broke up for 3 months over that. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, it was very strange. It was a very strange conversation. I was like, you mean tuning the guitar?
And she's right.
Like, oh, is that what they're doing? And then, like, once I said that, she was like, oh, no, that totally makes sense. Like, she was a pretty accomplished pianist, and she also, like, played in, like, an orchestra. So like, she obviously knew about tuning. It was just, like, I don't know why she didn't know that was a thing, like, for really guitars. Funny. But it was very funny. I said that guy with the story.
Well,
the
I thought it was, like, someone from, like college that's, like,
it was my wife, and it was during college. I said that's the tuning song. Yeah, it was my wife. She was the guy at college. in your story.
That's right, yeah.
This is a fun episode. I'm excited. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I know, I'm sure I've been talking a lot. I'm sure there's a lot of me time, but...
No, that's right.
So you got any flips? You flipped anything?
No.
Oh, that pedal. I'm flipping that for pedal. You. Yeah, so...
Oh, yeah.
So next week when I sell that...
You can tell the story.
Yeah. You tell the story.
I'm going to flip my story and have Paul tell it.
That's good.
Gonna save myself the energy.
Yep. So, I never talked about Uber. So, did I talk about Uber? That I think I want to drive just for gear money?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I did talk about that. I think it's a good idea. I don't know. I know a guy that quit his job because he wasn't, like, making a lot of money, but he's like, oh, I can do this on my own time and not be up at 4 a.m. for a sucky job I hate. And I was like, yeah. And he's making, like, the same kind of money.
Nice.
So, good for him. Good for him. So I think I'm going to try doing it. We'll see how it goes. I mean, if I get a couple cool pedals out of it and I was like, I'm done, then fine. If I pay off the river, fine.
Even better.
Even
better.
So gear news on my side, though. I got the Sinusoid cable, so that was awesome. And then I ordered the EHX Green Russian reissue.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Reverb had a sale for the holiday this weekend, and so it was 15% off. So I got it for $64 or something.
Oh, nice!
So because it was already one that was, like, below the map, I was like, sweet. Mm-hmm. So it was like, instead of like $80, $80.60 is like the map price. It was like $77.05 or something crazy, and then they had a discount on that. And I was like, sweet, and free shipping. So.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was like $64 even. I was like, dude, if I hate it, I'll just flip it. Like, if I plug it in, I'm like, this doesn't sound like it. I'm like, yep, I'll sell that right away. So that's exciting. But somebody commented on the page, or on one of the gear pages, that they're like, this sounds awesome. This sounds really good. So I'm excited to hear it.
Was it Richard?
It was that Roger Williams? Roger Williams, right?
Oh, Roger, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, and he's a good guitarist too. So I imagine I'm going to take his opinion to heart.
To heart. Heart.
So
like,
let's
Mati?
Back up the truck. So one like of the things about the reverb, I can't even talk. The Rayburn is, I'm really hung up on this Lake Placid blue.
Yeah.
But I think I want a mint green pickguard.
Ooh.
I know, right? So I might have Kevin do both pick cards just so if I get it and I open it up and I go, yeah, I could just put the other one on it, but Like, yeah. I think I don't like the blue and white together. Like, I just don't. I've been messing around with, like, the Fender Mod Shop just to look at the colors, you know, to kind of get. And I like that mint green. I think it looks great. If I was Incubus, I would say it's stellar. Ah, that's good. And then I also wish you were here for that joke.
How I wish.
Oh, that one's good for me. I love that one. That one was my favorite. Anyway, so yeah, man. Oh, I feel bad though. One of my friends, she is, I wouldn't say a big Incubus fan, but she was a big Incubus fan, and then they were playing a show pretty close locally, and then she got in a motorcycle accident. She's fine, but she wasn't able to go.
Yeah.
And she had like $150 tickets.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I was like, that one hurt. They're like floor seats, yeah, or something. Her and her like,
oh, fiance. Dude, that's crazy.
I was like, that blows. Yeah. Yep, that was sucky. And then this is funny. So a band called Taking Back Sunday and Every Time I Die played right here in Utica, and my friend goes, hey, are you gonna like go? And I was like, I don't know, I'm pretty tired, it's been a long day. And he's like, yeah, but like, you're on the guest list. I was like, yeah, no. And I didn't even go.
What?
Yeah, I didn't even go. And then like 3 days later, I think it was 3 days later, he's like, hey, are you coming to John Mayer? And I was like, no. And he's like, you're on the guest list. And I was like, That one I was actually out of town, so that didn't work out for me. But I would have probably just gone to John Mayer and been like, sorry, wife, and then have her be angry at me.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I thought that was funny that I, you know, like, dad me got the best of me, you know, like,
that's right, yeah.
Because young me would have been like, later, wife, I'm going to Take It Back Sunday.
Yeah.
Also, this episode is brought to you by the letter keys that Esteban is pressing.
Yeah, man.
I just had to remember something. So much. I hate it. I freaking hate it.
You love it.
No,
it's
like
it's my co-host.
Yeah, it's your co-host. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, I got stickers from Co.
Yeah, I did too. He sent me a whole bunch, and I was like, dude, yeah, that's awesome. What's your favorite sticker? I'm gonna look at him right now. If you had to pick one,
I like the red one.
Oh yeah, the red one's awesome. The Kosh one.
I also like the one that looks like Star Wars that says one day.
Oh yeah, no, that one's cool. Yeah, I like that one.
Simple.
I also really
Windows 98 screensaver.
I also like the Kimco de Mayo one because I just think that's
Kimco de Mayo. Yeah.
Like so good, but so good. I was like, he didn't send me a Clifton sticker; just a Clifton sticker got mixed in.
Yeah.
Because I have the Jamie Davis ones because I put a couple Jamie Davis ones on stuff this week. I've been so behind on stickers. Ugh. I'm disappointed in myself.
That's okay. I'm always disappointed in you.
Yeah, I mean, naturally. Join the club. You're first in line, bro. My wife's second.
I like how this week, Annabelle was like, you're my top 10. Podcasts, and I was like, he only listens to 8 podcasts.
Yeah. Well, I think he meant top 10 gear podcasts, which I think he literally only listens to like 4.
Yeah.
I thought that was just a funny post, like, oh, your third or fourth favorite podcast or gear podcast. And then I was like, well, let's see how this flies, because I knew, like, you know what I mean, like, yeah, 60 Cycle Hum, the Gear Slum, Tone Mob, Chasing Tone, you know, Carter's Hox Tone.
The
Newtone Gear Nerds, like, there's just like a million of them that are probably better, arguably better than ours. And so I'm like, yeah, you know what? Let's just put this down.
Yeah. We are 340th now.
You know what? Here's the thing. I think if our name was different, which I'm not going to change the name. There's no reason to change the name. We're fun. I don't care. If you don't like, if you don't like it, then whatever. I don't care. It's for our 104 fans that download each week. And that's it.
Oh, baby.
But it's fun. I don't care.
It's fun.
So, it's what's going on with you? What's new with you, man? That we didn't even talk about that.
Yeah, we did. Talked about selling the pedal. Oh, nothing that's new. School started. I already said that.
Yeah, you said that. That's lame.
my friend Sam and I are going to put together another cabaret.
So you guys put on these cabarets, or somebody else is putting them on?
We put them on, like, with our friends.
Oh. Is this at your house? Is this at your house?
No.
Do you do cosplay at your house? Is that what's going on?
Cosplay.
Like it's cosplay at our house, but, like, we do songs as well.
Cosplay.
You're like, can I be Thor? No. No, somebody's already Thor.
Mm. Yeah. Come on. I want to be Thor.
I want to be Thor. I always thought, we used to watch this show called Heroes of Cosplay, and it was pretty awesome, because, like, it was about, like, them trying to win at, like, the cosplay competitions, and it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think my friend was on it. Danielle, what's your last name? Danielle Makey, M-A-K-E-Y. She's from Rome, and she was, like... Oh, it's King of Nerds, I think.
Oh, King of Nerds, yeah, because that was more like the competition, like, show where it was, like, there was all different kinds of people, not just cosplay. It was, like, video game nerds and cosplay nerds and just all you nerds out there listening. You know. Yeah, I didn't get into that because Booger is too annoying. I couldn't stand him, the host from Revenge of the Nerds. Okay, you don't know what I'm talking about, but that's okay.
Nope.
Cool.
The host. Well, I saw a couple episodes, but I just can't, like, think. I was like, what's that? I don't know who he's talking about.
Yeah. He's just like a short, chubby guy. Not that matters at all. It's just that's the description.
I'm a short, chubby guy. But you're... less chubby than I used to be.
I know.
But still, you're like, chubby.
Ladies.
Like, girl, just wait till my body's done transforming. This is just a promo type.
This is a promo type. Underneath all this, there's muscle.
That's right.
I used to say that all the time when I got, like, a little bit of tub on my belly. I'm like, underneath this, there is a ripped six pack. Because I can feel it. I swear I can feel it.
I can feel it.
Like, I'm pressing it right now.
That's bloating.
You're like, that's a poop. You need to poop.
That's Thanksgiving. Oh, man, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, so... This week I got to catch up on some podcasts, though, so that was fun, because I was in the car for so long, and I was, like, by myself for most of the time. So that was fun.
Yeah, I actually don't listen, like, to podcasts a ton, because
I know, it's lame. I say stuff, and I'm like, whoa, like, 60 Cycle Hum said our name today, or this
week. I was like, what? But then I listened to the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was
like... while I was doing homework, because I was trying to break... Yeah, you're the reason. You're not really the reason, but, like, I was trying to break, like, 40 hours this month of, like, audiobook listening to.
Oh, my gosh. That's gross. That's gross.
Well, I was at, like, 38. I was, like, 37 and a half.
Shower, because that's disgusting.
I was at, like, 37 and a half, and I was like, you know what? I was like, I'll listen to it while I'm doing, like, homework, or, like, I was doing something. And I was like, you know, I'll listen to it, blah, blah, blah. And then you're like, dude. 6 Cycle Hum mentioned this. And I was like, oh. So I just started listening to that. And, like, I was like, dude, just doing homework and listening to, like, podcasts. I was like, I didn't get enough hours for Audible.
Like, Daniel Audible hours.
Daniel Barfington and your handsome face.
So, other gear news. Good segue.
Gear news.
Gear news. Gear news. I bought a new soldering iron. Thank God. Ugh, I couldn't take another minute of that
old
one.
Thank the Lord.
And I didn't finish my pedal I'm working on. I'll get to that. But I wanted to practice on something else before, because I didn't know what the soldering iron would be like, if it'd be good or not. Because I still bought a cheap one, because I'm cheap. So, right. But I know I should have bought a nicer one. But this one's pretty good. It's not fine. It's not bad. It's not fine.
It's not fine, bad. What?
I soldered, like, one of those... like one of the Chinese, like, build your own clones, but it's like, oh, dude, it was rough. I got through it, and then it doesn't work at all.
Was it the one that you said had, like, 18, like, this, like, connect the yellow wire, but then they were all yellow?
Yes. This was not the same one, though. That was a fuzz. That was, like, a early fuzz. Like, it was supposed to be, like, an early muff. And that's why I bought that one specifically. This one I just bought for funsies. It's supposed to be, like, a TS1 clone or a rack clone. I can't remember. But I did everything, and the soldering looks pretty good, and I wired it up. There was actually, like, colors for wires, and, you know, like, it made sense. And then I got it done, and I put it all in the box, and nothing. But it passes a signal, like, but not if the plugs are all the way in. So that's like an issue with like the design, that the plugs, like, if you plug the jack in, that's just a design issue. Okay, fine, I'll put different jacks in, that's fine. But there's still, if you click the button, then it just cuts it cuts the sound right out. So I'm like, ugh. And I haven't had time to sit down and go through it, but I need to look at it and see if I got one of my wires crossed or something. But it's a little disappointing. Yeah. It was only $20, and it was fun to sit and solder for an hour. It took me 1 hour exactly to do it. It was like 1 hour. Huh. Well, it's like 1 hour and like 1 minute to do it. And that was with me trying to, like, I opened the box from like opening to like finish.
Oh, to done.
Was,
nice.
Yeah. So that was me with me like looking and reading the instructions and like order, like organizing the pieces and stuff. And I did okay. So, but it's still no sound. So.
Yeah. I want to try to solder. That way, like, just like basic stuff, that way I can.
Yeah, you could watch it. You could watch a tutorial on YouTube and be able to.
I just want to like rewire the strap because there's like some grounding. Like,
oh, that's easy. That's super easy.
Yeah.
I need to sit down. My Jag has some grounding issues, and I don't know if I just soldered wrong or if it came loose once I put it in. My guess is it probably just came loose.
Or right. Yeah. Because when I'm in like middle mode, like middle position, middle mode. Like when I'm in position 1, 3, or 5, it like gets a little bit buzzy. But like if I'm like 2 or 4, like the in betweens, it's fine.
Well, that's single coils. Right. So the reason is, so when you're at 1, I don't know which way you're counting from, but let's just say you go
from the top.
From the top, bridge. We'll just go bridge. So you're just the bottom.
Not bridge.
The neck. So from the neck. Right, it's just the neck, single coil, you're going to get 60 cycle hum. Then you go to 2, and it's the neck and the middle position. And then when you go to 3, it's just the middle position, so it's 60 cycle hum because you have one single coil. Then when you go to the 4, you're going to get, it cancels out again. And then when you go to 5, you're going to get the same thing because it's your bridge is getting 60 cycle hum.
Gotcha.
So the reason why it does it is because the 60 cycle hum, you're pairing it, and you're basically creating like a humbucker. And that's why you don't get 60 cycle hum because they cancel each other out. So when I play at church and I played a strat, I would always keep it in 2 and 4 just because I can't stand the hum in my ears when I'm like, when I'm like playing, like, because we do like in ears now, and it's just like makes me want to kill myself. So if you guys want to know how to kill me, torture me, just set me up with a strat, put it right in bridge position, make me play until I kill myself. So I checked, I should be good on my insurance policy, so I think I'm past the point. So good, man. That's,
I think,
good.
I'm past the point.
Well, yeah, because like I said, like, you had to be like a year.
Yeah. I remember exactly.
So now I think I'm past that year. So anyways, nice. The other thing I had going on is I bought a MIM strat. Did I tell you about that? With like a case. No,
I don't think you told me about it,
but not on the podcast. I don't think.
Right.
So, anyways, you listeners,
it's always hard to try and remember.
I know, because we talk, we get excited, we'll call each other about stuff, and then and then we're like, okay, bye, and then like we don't ever talk about it again.
Right.
But anyways, I bought a MIM strat. It looks brand new. It's 2007, and it, like, the guy even said, he's like, I played it like a little bit, and then I put it in the case and never played it again. And it's in like a. I think it's like XFL. No, that's the Extreme Football League. Yeah, that's not it. XTL, I think, is the name of the brand of the case.
Uh-huh.
It's like a hard shell soft case. You know, like it feels like a soft case on the outside, like a backpack, but it's got like a hard shell on the inside, so it's crushed. And it's like, it's super nice. I think I can get like $80 for that, and then the strat's brand new, so I'm hoping to get like $400. You know, somewhere in there. I put it up on eBay for $400, and you know, I'll take the first offer I get if it's anything over $3.
Right. Yeah.
So, I'm hoping to sell that. I don't know. We'll see. But that'd be sweet. So that was, I paid $200 for the set. And, it was supposed to come with an amp, and then like he pulled it out and it was just like a first act. Like 5 watt amp or whatever, like, you know, 15 watt or whatever. And I was like, oh, no, you can just keep that. Because, like, they, even locally, there's no way I could put up for free and nobody will come and get it. You know what I mean? So, I was like,
right, yeah.
I'm not going to try to put it on eBay because you won't be able to get anybody to buy it and ship it. And then I'm like, I'm not going to put it on Reverb or anything like that. Same story, you know? So, I was like,
right,
yeah. Even on Craigslist, people would be like, no.
No thanks.
Because there's like, free, I'll give like, you money Squire...
to not try and give it to me.
Yeah, there's like free Squire like 15s, like R15s for like $10 all day long. So it's like, or like crate amps for $10. Now, who's gonna want a free first act? Nobody even want. No, so I'm like, I'm done. Yeah. So he kind of like sadly put the amp back in the car. And I was like, kind of felt bad, but he's like, oh, you sure you don't want it? I was like, no, I got one. And he's like, okay. And he kind of like put it back in his car, and I kind of like, he's like, how am I gonna get rid of this freaking thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's pretty good.
I think because he had a Mexican Strat, I think he probably had another amp, and then like he had kids. They were like in the car, so I knew he had kids. And he probably like bought the guitar. He's like, oh, I'm gonna start playing guitar, and then had kids, and then was like, well, I'll get rid of my amp, and then had that laying around, you know. And then like basically, you know, because he probably had it to jam with his buddies, and then he went down to the practice amp, and then was like, well, my guitar days are over, done. You know,
wow.
He had kid number two, and he was like, "Yep, now I'm done with that."
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, man.
I think because you're like, hopefully, because I think I was in Target when you called, and you're like, hopefully it hopefully the amp is sweet.
Oh, right. Yeah, really, no, I was kind of hoping because he didn't say really what it was. He didn't say practice amp or anything. He just said comes with amp. And I was like, I messaged him. I was like, what kind of amp is he? He's like, I don't even know. Like, because I don't think he honestly knew. He's probably at work or something. And I was like, yeah, I don't even really know. And so, I mean, I was just kind of hoping that it'd be like a Spider Line 6 or something. And it was just like, oh, cool. And then I'll sell that for like, you know, $60 or something. But that was not the case.
Right, yeah, that wasn't the case.
That did not happen.
We gotta whisper it now.
Yeah. These are, oh, my wife, oh, this is so funny. This is hilarious. So, my wife is, she has a problem with allergies, and so do I, but she's completely lost her voice. And so, she had to, like, go to work, and, like, she had, like, no voice at all. And, like, people were, like, whispering back to her, like, because they felt bad. They're like, we're also gonna. And so, like, it was, like, this weird, like, whispery. It, like, there's no need for it. Like, the person is just talking their normal voice. And she's like,
oh, man,
these pictures are, like, available in all different sizes. And then they can just be like, yeah, we'll take them all. Or, no, we just want our special. Instead, they're like, these are really nice. And she's like, thank you. She's like, she's like trying not to, like, laugh at them because it's, like, hilarious. Like, it's so
because they're trying to be, like, they're trying to be considerate.
Yeah. But like,
you're just being weird.
Yeah, the equivalent is... like, I'm really sorry, I'm blind. Oh, I'm also blind. I'll close my eyes. I'm blind too now. Like, that's not the same thing. Like, it was just weird. But now her, like, voice is coming back, but she has, like, that, like, crazy, weird, like kind of smoker's voice.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, I'm like...
Wazowski!
Not that bad.
Always watching. Always.
That's pretty good. That's actually pretty solid. I watch that movie pretty regularly, and that's really good.
Thank you. Now yeah, my voice hurts a lot.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, so it's kind of like this breathy, weird, like, it's almost like a sexy voice. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing about it. It's like, hey. You know.
It just sounds like me. Hey, Paul. Like,
oh, yeah, Melissa, you're on? But anyway.
You're on the podcast? What?
One of our employees, like, called, and she's like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, I'm really sick or like whatever. And she's like, girl, she's like, you sound sexy. I was crying. I was laughing. She told me that. I laughed for 20 minutes. I was on the floor crying. So I'm like, solid. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah. You sound sexy. Thanks.
Yeah, man. So, what else is going on? I feel like I got so much going on, but then nothing at all at the same time.
Right. Ever since I know we went to karaoke on Friday and had a fun time, but like my brain's just been like school. Gotta get used to reading all these books again.
Right.
It didn't help that like I didn't do work for the first like until Thursday.
Oh yeah, yeah.
For sure. I was just like, why didn't you get work done? I was like, because I was kind of hanging out with you the whole time.
Okay. Because you make me hang out with you.
That's right.
I'm like a hangout kind of like slave. It's crazy. You're like, please help. Like, Melissa? Is that Melissa?
Yeah. We're the worst.
Oh, the worst. If people want to rate our podcast on like what kind of people we are, like I totally understand if we're like the 10th favorite podcast.
Yeah.
Like, I think we're good, but if it's rated on people, like just personality and like likableness, that's a word, right?
Likeability.
Yeah. No, likeableness. You gotta, likeableness. You know, when people say funny things and hear you saying words like likeability.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. You're saying non-words. Non-words.
Is it a word?
Likeability is a word. I said likableness, which is not a word.
Okay, well, I was like, maybe I don't know if it's a word or not.
I like that I had that effect on you. Like, the,
yeah. Like maybe question everything.
Yeah, everything.
Like, the Facebook, do I even know what's going on?
The Facebook page has kind of gotten fun, though. I'm excited because people are, like, posting, like, things they've gotten. And, like, oh, I think it can flip. And, like, stuff. I think that's fun.
Yeah. I really like how everyone's, like, who would I be if I was, like, a celebrity? Like, what celebrity would play me?
Oh, yeah, that was fun, too.
Yeah, I think that people...
Like, dude, I nailed it, though, man.
And then Jamie Davis puts up... Yeah, then Jamie Davis puts up old Seagal. I was like, yeah.
Well, like, old as in, like, now. Now Seagal.
Yeah.
I just want to clarify. I don't want you to think, like, young Seagal.
True, yeah. Not as in, like, young Seagal.
No, like now Seagal. Like right. Him is, like, his cop show Seagal.
Yeah.
Nailed it. It was
Melissa sounds like Steven Seagal.
Oh, yeah, she definitely sounds like Steven Seagal.
Yeah. What do you do?
That's hot.
Is that Van Damme, my arch nemesis of the 90s?
She's like, can you get those kids? They're crying. And I'm like, I can't. I just have to listen to you all day.
Like, that's where's your Seagal guitar cable?
They should make a single. They should make every single action. They should do the Expendables, like all of them.
Expendable line. They're pretty good.
Oh man, that's good. That's
and really they don't good. Have the warranty, so they're like kind of cheaper. They're pretty solid.
Nice. That's
they're
just
like
good.
They're like jankly made on purpose.
But they're really big. They're like really thick.
Yeah.
But they're as thick as like.
Like
a garden hose. Like,
the Expendables.
That's good. No, that'd be awesome, man. I definitely want a Dolph Lundgren. It only comes in red.
Yeah. And the Stallone like has like no, it's just like gives you super muddy sounds. Oh, what if like no, you just have to like create guitar.
I'm gonna let you talk. I'm gonna let you talk this one out. I'm
so if you create if
out.
You okay here we go if you create guitar pedals based on the Expendables right so
and
like
get sued
yeah whatever doesn't okay. matter you can just make them clones it'd be okay
okay
so like you could make like Jean-Claude Van Damme be like a ping pong delay because he does like the splits and then like and then Stallone could be like this like weird pedal that like makes your sound kind of super muddy. Okay. like super weird.
Yeah, like
and
a then
Jason Statham.
Basically.
Yeah, the Jason Statham could be just like a. I feel
that's
like he'd just
like
be like
the
a,
best overdrive in the world.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna say.
Yeah,
and then the Russian guy could be like
Dolph
a Big Lundgren. Muff or something.
Yeah,
yes.
Dolph Lundgren,
and then,
Russian Big Muff clone.
And then who else is in there?
Let's see. You have Wesley Snipes. So that's like
oh, you get his pedal tax free.
Okay.
Because he got arrested for, like, tax evasion or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he did. Let's see. Maybe, like, a really high gain, like, pedal, like a rat or, like, something like that, like, kind of
collab. Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Mm-hmm. That'd be good. Let's see. Who else is left?
Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger would be, like... Because he overdoes everything. So maybe like a slapback. So like does it twice.
Pretty good. Or for Schwarzenegger, they can make like a Miku pedal. Like, but just a Schwarzenegger? Yeah.
You're just playing leads and it's like, get to the chapter.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And then there's...
la, 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 la. Like, what the heck
is going on? Then there's Chuck Norris.
So Chuck Norris is... he's definitely like a long... like he's reverb. He's reverb. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's totally reverb. Because
he's always there.
So mellow.
Right. And then this looks like a Hemsworth, but I don't... Liam Hemsworth? I don't know anything about him. I don't know.
I don't know who that is.
Jet Li. He has to be like a small footprint. Because those Asians are tiny.
Small footprint wah pedal.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I like the cable idea better, but I'm into the pedals. I'm into the pedals.
Yeah. And then...
when Sinusoid comes out with their pedal line.
Bruce Willis.
That's tough. Envelope filter? Nah, that doesn't really work.
He's just like a boost. I feel like he could be like a buffer.
A buffer, that's good. I mean,
because like he's like classic, you know, like
yeah.
You really don't need to change him much.
Yeah, no, that's good. A buffer's good. I like that.
All right, and then Terry Crews.
Terry Crews, he's silly. Yeah, black. Though, so he would be the envelope filter.
Right, and then he's just silly. I don't know who this last person is. There's all these like people who they think we know, but we don't.
I probably know him, but I just probably.
Oh, Antonio Banderas is in there too, but I don't think he's an expendable. He's just in the movie.
Yeah, he's like the guy who's like one of the bad guys, I think.
Mel Gibson's in there?
Yes. Oh, yeah, and he's a bad guy. But Mel Gibson, what would Mel Gibson be? Something crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
so many people.
He'd be like a fuzz phaser or something like nutty.
Yeah, I feel like there's so many, like, they just try to put as many, like,
well, that's the
celebrities
joke.
In this movie.
Yeah, that's the joke. The first one is just, like, a few, and then it just gets, like, more and more crazy. Have you seen
Randy,
them all?
Randy Couture, that's who it is. Yeah, yeah, I've seen them all. Yep.
Oh, Esteban's actually seen a movie. That's amazing.
I saw three of them. Well, because they're bad.
The third one's terrible, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, the third one's really bad. I don't think I finished the third one. But I like the second one, and the first one's good.
Yeah. Atkins. I don't know who Atkins is.
It's Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah. Harrison Ford is in that movie. In the third one. He's a drummer.
I did watch... what did I watch? I don't remember.
I started watching the Defenders. I almost said the Defendables.
The one with
like Luke Cage and.
Oh no! Never mind. I'm thinking Defiance.
that's
what I was thinking of.
Yeah, that's actually on my after I watched Solace, right? Quantum Solace.
Mm-hmm.
Then I need to watch. Or maybe I haven't seen the newest James Bond movie.
Oh, it's good. It's not as good as Skyfall. Skyfall's the best one.
Yeah,
Skyfall's out of the new ones. I really like the Pierce Brosnan ones, though. My wife likes them, too. But that's also, like, GoldenEye and, like, those movies were, like, that's, like, our age. You know what I mean? My wife and I. So that's, like, kind of what was out when we were, like, young, like, teens, you know? Or, like, pre-teens. But, like, I think I've seen all of them because my dad really liked them. So he'd be like, oh, we're putting this on.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, man.
We got people commenting on that Furnace Hills Coffee link. I just said they're sponsoring the show.
Awesome.
with their love. And Alan's like, oh, yeah, from this morning, he goes from not knowing you play guitar to sponsoring your podcast.
That's so funny. That's funny because my brother-in-law is going to read it and be like, what?
Yeah.
But they might listen, and they'll be like, wow, I can't, don't listen to this. That's weird.
Yeah, like he definitely doesn't know how to podcast. Yeah,
like, this is awful.
Everything is awful.
Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
Part of a team.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So, You got anything else?
Yeah, the next thing I got to do before 1 o'clock, which is in 37 minutes, is reply to 4 discussion board posts and
that's not podcast
and related. Edit the podcast.
Oh, okay. Right. And upload. And, which means you basically don't edit it at all and just put the 4 minutes when we're talking before and cut that out. And then you put the song at the beginning and end.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Now, I think you need to put Adam Rohr's song as the intro.
Yeah, that's what I did last week.
Oh, you did?
Are you no, sure? two weeks ago.
You should do it again. You should do it. We should run it for like, I was going to say, we should run it for like a month or so. Because it's great. Okay. It's so good. Also, you can get that on iTunes. So,
iTunes, for free. Yep. You can listen to it on Spotify.
All the proceeds go to us. Yep. So that's good. Adam Rohr gets what percent is that?
0.0%.
That's right. 0.0%. That's great. So good. So yeah, enjoy. So, you know, he's kind of like a young Motown singer. We just tricked him into like giving us like a free
classic hit. Yeah. The only podcast with like a theme song.
Yeah, nice.
Made by a fan.
That's not the only one. How did this
made
get
by
made?
A fan?
How did this get made? Has two, I think.
Oh, do they?
Huh. Yeah, and the second one's great. Yeah, the second one's really good because it's like a rap song, and they he just raps about stuff. It's pretty. Oh,
that's
awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh man! All right. Well, we're gonna wrap up here, but before we go, I'm going to read this list of birthdays. So today. Okay. 9/4 is Josh K. Frey's birthday.
Happy birthday.
And the a-hole we all love, Captain Payne. We hate that guy.
Yeah, I'm not celebrating that.
Nope.